Well, Rob Gronkowski placed in the slaughterhouse by the New York media, the back page of the New York Daily News, unloading. Weekend at Bernie's style for Rob Gronkowski. So we will get into that a little bit as the New York Daily News, guns a-blazing against the demise of Rob Gronkowski, doing a deep dive on how unproductive Gronk has been. Manish Mehta, the New York Jets writer, and I think he's a football columnist now in general, but he is poking the Gronk, unloading on the Gronk with the Weekend at Bernie's reference. And it's hard to defend Rob Gronkowski's production. In fact, it has been confusing how bad he has been. The injuries are there, but he's had two games, Gronk, which are somewhat close to what you would expect from Gronk in the past. Belichick today said that, hey, still getting double teamed. He's still getting double teamed, even though his numbers are not there, and it's still happening. But it's hard to defend that. Now, we were also talking about Brady earlier, and this spiraled. So you got to go back and hear the podcast, but this spiraled into a parade of people unloading three in a row. Line them up, knock them down, unloading on Bill Belichick. When I didn't even really bring up Belichick. This guy, Tom the Terrible, he calls in late night. He's been calling me for a while. He's called some of the other shows here, and he's fine with everything. He's really positive for the most part with all the local sports. But when it comes to Bill Belichick, his eyes turn red, and it's like he's the devil. He's attacking Belichick. People that were like, I agree with that guy. I agree with that guy. You know, it was interesting. It was intriguing. I was intrigued by that. But we'll get into it. I want to shift gears and go to the Celtics in a minute, but let's get to the calls right now. Let's go to Zach on the Cape there. Zach, what's going on, man? Are you there, Zach? Hang up at the last minute. That's a bad job by him. All right, 617-779-7937. Operators are standing by. When I say operators, the great Joe Cortez, a Joe Cortez production who can sing like Elvis. But you know, we had a guy, I was so excited. I think this would have been amazing. That guy Master that called up, but he hung up. Or we hung up on him. I don't know what happened.
Was it Master Ice or was it Master IC? I never got that.
Yeah, I didn't. He said, but I didn't. I don't know. I think I'm assuming Master Ice. Wouldn't that make more sense?
I mean, that would definitely be a better name if you want to be a singer.
Yeah, like Master IC. I mean, what is it, like High C or something? Master Ice. That's, you know, kind of works. I like it. I don't know if I like it, but I mean, the guy seemed like he was fine. All right. Anyway, meanwhile, the story with the Celtics. Now, there's a couple things going on with the Celtics. Now, we don't, you know, I'm here every so often, a couple times a week. Been here a lot this week because Gilroy's on vacation. But the thing that stands out here with this Rozier story is, you know how there's either something or there's nothing? This is something. I mean, this is absolutely something. And if you missed it, if you've been out of the loop because, I don't know, you just got something else going on, and you're not up on the Celtics. You're like, hey, I'm waiting until basketball season really starts, which is on Christmas. But there's this cryptic tweet. And Rozier did a bunch of damage control today in response because there was immediate backlash that he got from this cryptic tweet. And we'll get to the tweet, please. All right, I will give it to you. Now, Rozier, he said he's happy to be here, part of the Celtics and all that. But he said that, and he did damage control after he sent out the message. It was a very short tweet. There wasn't a lot to it. But it painted the picture that Rozier wanted to go away. He wanted to go to some other NBA outpost far, far away. Because he said, quote, let's do us all a favor. What is that supposed to mean? You got to get your like super secret decoder ring and try to figure out what exactly did Rozier mean by that? Very mysterious. perplexing would be another word you could use. Now, here's my opinion on this, okay? I realize that Rozier spent a good chunk of his media availability trying to do damage control and all that. I am 98.3% confident that Rozier absolutely sent that out with the intention of, like, just do us all a favor, get rid of me. He didn't finish it. He left it open-ended enough. Now, he left it open-ended enough. Now, the Celtics, if you look at this rotation Brad Stevens got, they're playing, there's eight guys that are getting about 20 minutes or more per game. And of those eight players, guess who ranks dead last? Ding, 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 ding. Yes, Terry Rozier. All right, so you look at, he's not happy. He's being played at a rate that is below where he wants to be. The team's not playing great right now. They're scuffling along, the Celtics. And so he's like, hey, I can go somewhere else and I can be the guy. I can go somewhere else and I can dominate. And Rozier's a restricted free agent next summer. What does that mean? I think it's kind of obvious if you know how this stuff works. If he's attempting to get that big contract, how does one get a massive contract if they're only playing 23 minutes a game? It generally does not happen. It doesn't happen. And so for him financially, if you look at the almighty dollar, which it always comes back to the money, right? Always follow the money. Then it's obvious that Rozier needs the Celtics to trade him, right? And you know, the Celtics, the way they've played this year, and it's only a small sample size and all that, that wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. I mean, they're trying to spread the minutes around. I get all that. But essentially what Rozier is hype. He's not even really high-priced insurance because by NBA standards, he's not getting paid. Well, he's not getting chicken feed, but he's not getting paid top dollar. So he's essentially hanging around just in case one of those headliners goes snap, crackle, pop. Like if Kyrie Irving gets hurt again, they've got Terry Rozier waiting in the wings. And that's great. It's a wonderful thing as long as Rozier doesn't become the malcontent, right? You know, they say, well, that's one tweet. Who cares? These guys don't care about all that. But this is certainly something to keep an eye on. The other thing, I was watching the Celtics game last night. And he says, it's early. But before you know it, you say it's early, it's nothing to worry about here. You're holding a shovel and you're at the bottom of a hole and you've now dug this hole and you now have to figure out a way to get out of the hole, which is essentially the first part of the season for the Celtics. I mean, we're heading into the Thanksgiving weekend. And you know, I understand that the NBA season doesn't really get going, as I said, for like another month, right? Right around Christmas. Christmas Day is usually when the NBA gets going. But the Celtics have been shaky. They've been shaky. Just average. They're game above 500. But Kemba Walker, who's been lighting everybody on fire, down the stretch, Kemba Walker made several big plays. The Celtics couldn't stop him. And they didn't play tonight, and they play the lowly Knickerbockers on Wednesday night. And that should be a game that you just show up and you win. But the Celtics did lose to Orlando at home. So I guess anything is possible the way the Celtics are going right now. Now, one thing I did want to mention about the Celts, Brad Stevens made a change in the starting lineup. And I was here last night a little bit. We were on after the Monday night game. We didn't have time to get to it. I had like 30 minutes. But it was on my list, and I wanted to talk about it here. So Brad Stevens made a lineup change. Gordon Hayward was demoted to backup duty, and Aaron Baines moved into the starting lineup. Now, Stevens downplayed it, and he's like, there's nothing really going on here. You know, just trying to find the right fit, kind of walk through everything and all that. But to me, it's telling, right? To me, it's telling. I mean, the first thing is the struggle is real. The Celtics have yet to find their sea legs so far, and the harmony thing, I'm not a big chemistry guy. I don't use that word. I don't believe in that. I have been around the NBA game for a while, and I've been around teams that really liked each other, genuinely had a great appreciation for each other, and they were terrible. They were horrible. I also, back in the old days when I was covering games a lot more than these days, I remember being around teams that didn't like each other, and they won. So it's one of those things. My opinion has always been, it's one of those things used as an excuse. It's one of those things used as an alibi to either explain why a team wins if they have great chemistry or why they don't win. But you never hear about it. You know, there are teams that don't get along with each other, teams that generally don't like each other, and yet still end up winning. Cleveland, they didn't win the championship last year, but do you think those guys really all got along with LeBron James and it was wonderful? I'm guessing no, but they made it past the Celtics. They made it to the NBA Finals. Look, Golden State right now. They got Draymond Green and Kevin Durant who are at each other's necks. And yet, if you gave me $1,000 and said, hey, you can bet on any team in the NBA to win the championship, who is most likely to win the championship, you would still bet on the Golden State Warriors to win the championship. All right, so but they're not getting along with each other at all. So this idea, you know, Celtics, they're having some issues because guys aren't happy with the amount of time they're playing and all that. You know, the Celtics roster is better on the surface. You got Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward who were not there during the playoff run, but it has been uneven. Right? Trying to integrate everyone back in. And Brad Stevens, I mentioned this, he said that the Celtics are a work in progress is the way he used it. The Celtics are throwing lineups against the wall, trying to figure out what sticks. And this lineup they went with in Charlotte on Monday night, they had Kyrie Irving, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Al Horford, and Aaron Baines. It didn't work. It was a close game. They lost it down the stretch. And part of the issue here is that Gordon Hayward has not lived up to it. I mean, I know he's, the guy broke his leg in half. Like, it was terrible what happened to him in Cleveland last year in the opener. But so far, the assimilation back into the lineup has not been there. He's shooting 38% from the floor. He's averaging less than 10 a game. This is a guy that averaged 20 points a game for the Jazz, was an all-star in the Western Conference. And the biggest atrocity, the main selling point for Gordon Hayward is what? The main selling point is this guy is a gunner, a downtown specialist. He's shooting 28%. He doesn't look comfortable. And it's not because of the Celtic uniform. It just doesn't, it's not been a smooth transition or a seamless transition for Gordon Hayward. And so now he's been taken out of the starting lineup. Now, second thing, you know, who knows who's going to start on Wednesday, right? So you wait in anticipation if you care about this kind of stuff. You're like, who's going to be in the starting lineup? Now, because of this whole melting pot thing called the locker room, and you've got this sense of entitlement, the guy that needs to be singled out, you know, that Hayward's getting paid a ton of money. He's not playing well right now. Jaylen Brown. What the hell happened to Jaylen Brown? Jaylen Brown looks lost. He looks lost. He's shooting 37%. He's a shadow of the guy that he was last season. If I'm coaching the Celtics, and damn it, I should be, Jaylen Brown would be out of the lineup. I would take Jaylen Brown out. And I've heard the counter argument is, oh, you can't take him out because it's, you know, confidence. It's all about the confidence. Screw the confidence. This is not the YMCA. If you're not getting the job done, you're not entitled to being in the starting lineup because of something that happened in the past. This is not a 20-year veteran. He's been around for a few years, but he's not, accountability. Jaylen Brown is not getting the job done. You know, and good luck to Brad Stevens here. He's going to need a really good therapist if this doesn't turn around in the near future, because, you know, Celtics have only played 17 games. That doesn't sound like much, and it's, you know, 82-game season, but that's 20% of the season. The good news is they're only a few games behind Toronto. No one's really run away with anything. It's only 20% of the season. They haven't, from the standing standpoint, they haven't been buried, the Celtics and all that. And you'll say, well, some of this is just growing pains, and Brad Stevens will figure it out. But the last thing, all right. Well, Danny Ainge right now, even with this cryptic tweet by Rozier and all this. He's going to sit by and kind of twiddle his thumbs for now. But I've done the math on this. I'm going to give the Celtics another 20 games. So that puts them at, when they get to the 37-game mark, and if the Celtics are still kind of just going through the motions, at that point, Danny Ainge is going to get the bugle out, and he's going to blow into the bugle. And when we get to Christmas and New Year's, and if the Celtics have not flipped the switch, at that point, you can expect some kind of intervention. If your car is running smoothly, you don't worry about your car. You don't take it to the shop. But if your car is not running smoothly, you take it to the shop, and maybe there's a problem with the spark plugs or the brakes or something like that. But the easy move would be to trade Rozier, but that's the insurance policy, right? You got a bunch of guys, mainly Kyrie Irving, who you're not sure if they're going to make it through the season. So you've got Rozier to kind of hang out just in case. You give up your insurance policy. If we're 20 games later into the season, we're like midway point and Gordon Hayward shooting under 30% from three-point range, do you even consider trading? Is he even tradable with his contract? He's got a $128 million contract. He's making $30 million a year. And more, the bigger issue here is, if you know the backstory is that Brad Stevens and Hayward are like BFFs, right? That's his college coach, Hayward, going back to their days at Butler and all that. It's an intriguing story. It's like now it's like, well, it's only 17 games and all that, but it is definitely something to keep an eye on. All right, we'll take your phone calls. You want to talk about that? You are more than welcome. The number 617-779-7937. That's 617-779-7937. You can be part of it. We'll call this one Lawyer Up. Lawyer Up. We'll get to that. And your phone calls. We'll do it next. All right, we'll press on. A prominent figure, somewhat prominent figure here in the Boston sports scene, has been sued. Lawyer Up. Shall we say, litigation filed. We'll get to that coming up in a moment. But good news. This is very exciting. Master Ice is back, and he would like to sing for you.
Hold on. Peace, Ben Maller. First of all, I believe in fairy tales. They're real. And when I sing karaoke in my residence, I quiet sing. It's Master Ice.
Master IC. Oh, it is Master IC. All right, Master IC. All right, Master IC. Do you need anything from me, Master IC? Do you need any kind of music? I've got Joe standing by. Can we do anything for you? What do you need?
Oh, I appreciate the thank you so much for being so hospitable. Allow me to explain my righteous name, Master IC Allah. Master I, Master Self, see Allah. Understand God. My righteous name is Master Self. Understand God. So I want to get that out the way.
All right. Okay. Now I need some music, Master IC.
No, I don't need any music. Let's get to it.
All right. Here we go.
I won a talent show. I won a talent show. $400 at Jacksonville University. By the way.
Oh, congratulations! There you go.
Thank you so much. Right. And in that vein, wish me luck. I wanna tell you, baby, the changes I've been going through, missing you, kissing you, till you come back to me. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Don't you remember you told me you love me, baby? You said you'd be coming back this way again, babe. All right, I've been smoking enough cigarettes tonight.
All right, you gotta go. thank you, Master. That's great, man. That was wonderful,
yo,
man.
Take. Take.
What? I gotta go, Master. I gotta go. I wasn't even supposed to put you on again. What?
Rozier. Rozier is the curmudgeon. He may just be.
Oh, he's the problem?
He may just be the wedge in what is the vernacular? How do we say this?
The bad apple. The bad apple. Is that what you're looking for?
The bad apple. He may be the bad apple at the bottom of the bucket.
I got you, bud. All right. Thank you, Master. You touched my heart with your singing. Tremendous. Just the visual, it's radio, but the visual of you driving around singing is just great. All right. How about this? Now, lawyer up. This is quite the tale, and it involves Terry Rozier. This news comes in tonight. I had not seen this before. I think this is new information. The Boston Celtics guard Terry Rozier has been sued. Now, you know his nickname, right? You remember the whole playoff run. What was the big thing, the claim to fame, all the headlines on the websites? And it was all about Scary Terry, right? Scary Terry, wonderful. Well, apparently, Terry Rozier did not check to see who held the trademark. Not to Scary Terry, but to the logo. Remember that he had some T-shirts made, that Scream mask. You know what I'm talking about? I know it's radio. I can't show you, but just if you can kind of close your eyes. If you're blind, you can close your eyes easily. But just imagine that iconic, from Hollywood, that Scream mask. Well, the people behind the mask, they're like, hey, wait a minute. You don't own that. You can't make T-shirts. So, yeah. Guess what happened? Sure enough, Terry Rozier, who was selling shirts and had sweatshirts and all kinds of items featuring his slogan, Scary Terry, combined with the mask, which originated in the 1996 Hollywood blockbuster Scream. Legal papers were filed. A costume company claims that they are the original designer of the ghost face mask, and it was officially licensed for the use in the slasher film and some other movies over the years. And as a result, they have sued Terry Rozier of the Celtics. They claim that he has used their design and copyright without permission. Kind of hard to argue that if he didn't get permission. And they claim that he has adopted the ghost face mask design as his own mascot and paired the design with his alter ego, Scary Terry. Now, what are the damages? The costume company, I'll get to that right now. Get to the point, please. The costume company has accused Rozier of ripping off their work, making a profit, and are suing for unspecified damages. So we don't know how much, but we do know, in addition to the unspecified damages, $150,000 per infringement. Cha-ching, 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 cha-ching. Now, is it possible that Terry Rozier is upset in part, not just because he's not playing that much for the Celtics, but because of this? Now, his contract this year, he's making $3 million as his base salary. With the Celtics, and he's going to be a restricted free agent next year. There's a club option, I believe. I think he's an unrestricted, or he's restricted next year, and then after that, he's got a little more time before he's an unrestricted free agent. But anyway, the point is, this lawsuit, I don't know how you win that. Don't you have, if you're Terry Rozier, don't you have to like settle and just write a check? The company, I've got the story here in front of me, they also want an injunction prohibiting the Celtics guard from continuing to sell the Scary Terry merchandise, of course. Now, the story also mentions that the name Scary Terry has been used as a character on Rick and Morty. And there are some questions whether or not Adult Swim is also going to sue Terry Rozier, that they somehow own the name Scary Terry. That sounds like a good day, right? That sounds like a fun day. Yeah, why not? All right, we'll press on here. Let's go back to the phones here. Actually, we'll go to the phones in a minute because I gotta get an update for the late night listener. Last time we talked to Weed Man Hippie, his life spiraled out of control, all because of an appearance here when he thought no one was listening. So bad job by him. And also, in addition to that, something that you likely do every day, many of us do, I do it all the time, can be really, really bad for you. We'll get to that, and we will do it next. All right, something that you do, and we all do, pretty much every day, really bad for us, or has the ability to be really, really bad for us. We'll get to that coming up here in a moment, but to the phones we go on late night, and let's say hello to Weed Man Hippie, who's in Miami. Hello, Weed Man Hippie!
Wow, Ben. I am so tired!
That's not my fault, Weed Man. That's not my fault.
Outside. Okay. When I spoke to you last night, I was going to sleep behind a secluded, dark bus stop, right?
Yeah.
Okay. In the time that has passed, I have not slept one second. I have planned to... Oh, Ben, I got to tell you how right you are. You are so right. Oh, my God, I got to tell you this. You are so right, Ben. Hey, everybody in the audience, how you doing, Boston? Good for you. We've lived in the kingdom of sports. Good for you. Ben.
Yes, Weed Man.
You were right.
Well, I gave Weed Man... No. Let me explain. I gave Weed Man some advice. Weed Man is looking for a place to stay, and there's some people that are going to help him out.
I was going to mess it up. If I would have stayed where I was... I'm not even going to talk about that, Ben, because I moved into the future. If I would have stayed where I was... I didn't know this. In 90 days, I would have been out of the program, have an apartment, or a chance to get one. But you told me, be the squeaky wheel, which I'm really good at. And what I learned then, in real life, just like on your show, 2 out of 3 people hate me. But the third person loves me so deeply that the 2 bosses from Citrus said to me, we can't place you. Go find an apartment yourself, which I cannot do. And they know it. Yeah. And then they said, well, if you don't find an apartment within 90 days, you're out of the program, so you better start moving. And then out of the sky, a figure, an angel, the man who originally moved me, comes out of a door.
And he helped you.
And says, Weed Man, what's up with you?
Yeah.
Then, 10 seconds later, he made a phone call and got me an apartment, which I will move into next Tuesday, I believe.
All right, there you go. That's a happy ending. You see, life is a fairy tale, as Master said earlier. It's a fairy tale, Weed Man.
We are moving into the future. I got to tell you this, Ben. Right. I was a child. I owned a toy store. I was a young Santa Claus. At Christmas, people threw hundreds of thousands of dollars at me, and that's true. Lisa, tell him.
You know, Elisa's there, too?
Yeah, Elisa's there, and she's awake. Lisa, tell him that's true.
She's not talking with me. She doesn't like to be on the radio, Weed Man. You know that. She doesn't like to be on the radio.
I just thought I was talking to her a second ago.
She doesn't want to be on the radio, Weed
Man. It's funny, isn't it, Ben? Only when you call me off air, and she's strolling out on air, will she talk to you.
All right. All right. Weed Man, listen. Listen to me. Be safe, all right? I played Santa Claus, too. I've been on fire trucks playing Santa Claus. That has happened. All right. Thank you, Weed Man. I appreciate that. what a week. What a week it's been. All right. Hey, how about this? A University of Pennsylvania study has confirmed what you likely already were well aware of. When you go on social media too much, guess what happens? You become depressed and lonely. And they said cutting back on social media consumption improves your life. That's from the University of Pennsylvania. Did you really need the University of Pennsylvania to come up with that? See, here's the dilemma I've got. I'm a gas bag. I'm a blowhard. I'm a talk show host. I spend a lot of time in that domain, in that world. But I have cut back. On the weekends, I don't go on there as much. I usually cut back. But I have to. It's like that's the playground where a lot of this stuff originates, and then we bring it over to the radio and all that. That's how it works. All right, thanks to our guy, Joe, the great Joe Cortez. Thank you, Joe. Wonderful job by you. A bunch of interesting calls we had earlier. Let's see, we went through that parade that started with Tom the Terrible, that guy free from the restaurant in Providence, the Indian restaurant, open on Thanksgiving, by the way. Been there over 30 years. He unloaded. Steve unloaded on Belichick. Then there was a parade of Belichick defenders, which I think, if I remember correctly, we had this guy Wayne, my guy Wayne, who announced that he got stabbed twice in the neck, but he's alive and sounds great because he's like looks like 20 years younger than he really is. And the crescendo, not only Weed Man, but Master IC singing. So, and we had a very brief Joe Cortez singing as well. So
yeah, I think Master had a better set than me.
I think that was good. Master was like practicing Joe and he was kind of preparing and all that. Like you just, I asked you on the spot. You did it. Gave me a little Elvis.
I got no fear, babe. I got no fear.
You're not afraid of the microphone. Hell no. Anyway, all right, thanks. Keep it locked here. I got my overnight show over at Fox coming up a little bit later, but you know the drill here, as I always say. Whatever you do, have a great Thanksgiving. I think you should do that. And you know, either way, and keep it locked right here on WEEI.